Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Siman Reshit Ches, Sifin Zayin and Ches. We're going to talk about miracles for well-known people and the brachos that are said on them. So the Mechaber says in Seif Zayin, Al Neishal Adam Mesuyam, Ki Yoav Ben Tzruya V'chaverov, on a miracle for a known person, such as Yoav Ben Tzruya and his companions, V'chein Al Neishal Adam Sh'nitzkadish Bolshim Shamayim. Likewise, on a miracle that happens to a person, and in so doing, sanctifies the name of Hashem, kegon Daniel v'chaverov, like that of Daniel and his companions. So then, mevarich, we make a bracha on that miracle. L'fikach haroa gov arayo shel Daniel v'chiv shon ha'ish shel Hananiah mishal v'azariah. So therefore, one who sees the lion's den of Daniel, or the fiery furnace of Hananiah mishal v'azariah, mevarich sha'asa nisim latzadikim b'makom hazeh, one would say the bracha of sha'asa nisim latzadikim in this place. Explains the Mishneh Berurah in Zayin Chav Gimel ki Yoav ben Tzruya shahaya mefursam b'chol Yisrael l'rosh l'shulton v'ayin b'vayar alacha. So Yoav ben Tzruya was unique because he was a famous chief and leader amongst Klal Yisrael. Chav Dalet sh'nitzkadish bo rotza lomar al yedei ha'nes, the miracle sanctifies the name of Hashem. L'fika chashov neze yosef v'tzar kol echad v'arich alav uchad imisayim l'fika v'chulei v'ayin b'vayar alacha. So because this miracle sanctifies Shem Shamayim, therefore it's considered more significant, such that everybody must make a bracha on it, even if they themselves did not experience it. Chafei sha'asa neis latzadikim, uva adam asuya mevarich baruch sha'asa neis leploni b'makom hazeh uforit shemo. So in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, where we're talking about the Gov Arayos of Daniel, or the Chivshan Ha'ish of Hananiah Mishael v'Azariah, so there you say sha'asa neis latzadikim. However, says the Mishneh Berurah, if one is making a bracha on a miracle that happened to a famous person, so you would just say sha'as hanis leploni b'makom hazeh, and instead of saying ploni, you specify the person's name. Continues the Mechaber in Ches. Haroa ishto shalot mevarich shtayim. If one sees the wife of Lot, one says two brachos. Aleha omer baruch ato Hashem elokim melech ha'olam dayana emes. And the wife of Lot, one would say Daina Emes, Ve'alot, but Alot himself, Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Zocher HaTzadikim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu recalls the Tzadikim. So the Mishneh Berurah explains in Chavav, Ishto Shalot, what does it mean that you see the wife of Lot? Kishehi Netziv Melach, you see the pillar of salt into which the wife of Lot turned. Chav Zayin Mevarich Shtayim, Ve'af Api She'in Roa Kivro Shalot, you say two brachos even though you don't see the grave of Lot. The Chesheroa Osa Nizkar Gami Niz Baila, because when you see the pillar of salt, you see Ashes Lot, you also remember the miracle that happened to Lot that saved Lot. Umasha kasa ve'al Lot wrote Salomar b'shvil Lot. So that which the Mechaber says ve'al Lot and on Lot too, it doesn't mean seeing the grave of Lot. It means also on account of Lot or on behalf of Lot. Chavches zocher hatzadikim. What's this nosach that Hashem remembers the tzadikim? Shezachar Hakadosh Baruch Hu es Avram. Kedichsev ha'yizkor Elokim es Avram ha'yishalach es Lot mitocha afecha v'gomer. One makes the bracha in remembrance of Lot, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the tzaddikim, not referring to Lot, but referring to Avram Avinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Avram and therefore saved Lot. Umashma l'chora de'al kivro shalot inu b'varech klal. So says the Mishneh Berurah, the nafkamina is that if you just go to Lot's grave, you would not make a bracha at all. D'sham inu minkar z'chiras ha'tzaddikim. Over there, it's not recognizable and discernible the remembrance of tzaddikim. Rake sharoa ishto shenasa nitziv melach, only when one sees Ishes Lot who turned into a pillar of salt. V'sham ba'oso makom v'oso shah. At that place and at that time, certainly the midah of strict judgment was applicable, and Lot should have died. And nonetheless, despite that, midas hadin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Avram Avinu, and on behalf of Avram, saved Lot. And because of that, there is justification or place to say a bracha. So since the bracha refers to Avram Avinu, so then why is the text in the plural form? Why is it tzadikim? It should be tzadik. Footnote 14 quotes the Yafel Alev, who explains that because many benefited from the merit and the prayer of Avram Avinu, so therefore we say the word tzadikim because there were it had an effect on many. He explains, Kevan she'abracha hi al Avram she'rabim ochlim bezuchuso uvis filoso, footnote 14. I'm not sure exactly how that explains tzadikim, because that seemingly would refer to others, not to the tzaddik of Avram, but I guess in some way, the word changing tzaddik to tzaddikim in the plural implies that many benefit from Avram Avinu. So next time around, we'll continue Bezes Hashem and Reishud Ches, Sif Tes, have a wonderful day.